You know those times, those meals that you have with people you really enjoy, and then the next day somebody asks, how was dinner? And you say, absolutely great. And then you realize the food wasn't anything special, but it was one of the best dinners you'd had in ages. Dan Buettner says that this is one of the secrets of lifelong happiness. And he's got the chops to back that up. He's a researcher and explorer who works with National Geographic. He culled the latest science on what brings us happiness in his book, Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zones Way. Dan's here in the studio with me. Dan, it's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
So you've done the book on blue zones, which is about the parts of the world where people live the longest. And now you've done this book called Thrive, which is where people are the happiest. So how does food factor into happiness?
Well, one of the big discoveries from this book is that the happiest people in the world interact about 7 hours a day. And they don't just wake up in the morning and schedule 7 hours of interaction. A lot of it happens to revolve around food and the rituals that surround food.
Right.
So you go to a place like Denmark. Denmark is the happiest place in the world, especially in and around Aarhus. And they have these long, dark winters, but a couple times a week, they'll create an environment they call hygge, where people will get together around candlelight. They'll sit at a small table. They'll have open-faced sandwiches they call smørbrød. And they'll have pâté out. They'll have herring. They'll have cheese. And there's an interactive nature to it. And instead of just clinking their glass in the middle, before they drink, they always look each other in the eye. So there's kind of a human interactive element to the whole food ritual.
Where else do you see food coming into play, you know, in specific ways?
Yeah. So for Thrive, we found four parts of the world where evidence points where people are happier. So you go to a place like Singapore, and there is a ritual around something called the steamboat. There'll be a bubbling pot of stock, and people will put raw meats or sort of with their chopsticks,
right,
raw
yeah.
meats
uh-huh.
or raw vegetables, and it becomes an opportunity to interact. In northeastern Mexico, it's the carne asada, that beef or pork marinated in lime juice and cilantro, and people stand around and sort of make tacos out of it with peppers. They'll make a sauce out of serrano peppers and cilantro and garlic mm-hmm, and tomatoes mm-hmm. and wash it down with cold beers. And that very rarely will work ever get in the way with that carne asada. So there's this sacred time where people interact around that food.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about engagement. Sitting at a table, you've got to look people in the eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why else do you think that food is so central?
Well, I think there's an element to what we eat as well. It turns out if we start our day with a grease and meat-laden breakfast, bacon and eggs, we'll actually have less energy during the day. We'll get less oxygen to our brain, be more sluggish. So if you start your day with a food high in complex carbohydrates, omega-3 fatty acids. I assert that the very best meal to start your day with, if happiness is what you're interested in, you start it with oatmeal. Regular steel-cut oatmeal, slow-cooked, will actually help your brain get more tryptophan, which we know is a happiness hormone. And that omega-3 fatty acid is also a very good antidepressant. And if you put walnuts in your oatmeal, that makes it even better.
So that has the omega-3 fatty acids?
Yes. You start your day with oatmeal and walnuts, you'll be 20 to 30% happier all day long.
So, Dan, are you still doing any work with the blue zones, with places that people live the longest?
Well, Lynn, since I saw you last, I took a National Geographic team to a place called Ikaria, about 25 miles off the coast of Turkey in the central Aegean. And this is a place where people reach the capacity of the human machine, a higher percentage than any place else, reach a healthy age 90. And in fact, if you look at Americans, if you're over 85 years old, you have about a 50% chance of suffering dementia, Alzheimer's disease or vascular dementia. This place had no dementia. Zero people. We found every person over age 85. And you start to look at their diet and wonder if that figures into their extraordinary longevity. And we see two very interesting things. Number one, every night, these 90, 100-year-olds, they make a tea. And we had all these teas analyzed. They just go out in the bush and grab a handful of these herbs and make a tea. It turns out that every one of the teas was a diuretic. And if you go to the doctor and find out you have high blood pressure, the doctor will first prescribe you a diuretic. And we believe that lowering of blood pressure chronically throughout their life explains part of this healthiness.
Huh. Why else?
Well, they have a variant of the Mediterranean diet, very high in beans, very high in olive oil. Interestingly, almost no fish. None of the longevity diets of the world contain much fish, but a lot of beans. I think if I were to pick one food that was a longevity food, no matter where you go in the world, it's beans. And new research shows that when you eat a Mediterranean diet and then drink red wine on top of it, your stomach literally creates antioxidants. It's one of those 1 + 1 = 3 things. So, you know, we've all heard red wine's good for you, but it's important to not just, you know, slam it down after dinner or after work, but rather to have that red wine with the right foods.
Dan, thank you.
It's a delight.
Dan Buettner's book is Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zone's Way. Now, for a jump start on happiness each and every day, start your day with breakfast barley. You're going to find it on the website, splendidtable.org.